Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
But to me, it's like, the problem is that middle stuff. It's those states in the middle, that red stuff. Mm-hmm. Why do they get to tell us what to do when the majority of us live out, you know, New York, California, and we're paying for all this crap, really. I mean, right? Yeah. We're footing the bill.
Well, that's the union. It's supposed to be representative democracy, but it turns out to be minority rule right now.
Right.
Who's drunk and who's just stupid?
You have to ask when you listen to Wanda Sykes. Yes, I know she's just a comedian, but to misunderstand the United States political system that greatly is just shocking. Some of the comments we've heard from these people on the left since the Supreme Court ruled last week. By the way, we've got State Representative Nick Schroer on here from District 107, of course, candidate for the Missouri Senate out there in District 2. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning. I was waiting for the punchline from Wanda Sykes, but all I saw that she was ignorant of what the Constitution says and what the Dobbs case actually did.
She wants you to shut up, Nick Schroer. You live in a red state. She don't want to hear from you. The people in California and New York ought to be calling the shots because they're paying for all this crap. That was her point.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. We're not going to shut up. This pro-life generation is just getting started. You know, back in 19, when we had all of these millennials, and I authored the pro-life bill, we had Elijah Haar, Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Adam Schnelting, Andrew Koenig. These were millennials, and we're not shutting up anymore. We're not, you know, getting put in our place. We are the reason why Missouri has become the first state to outlaw elective abortions.
Yeah, didn't take them long. Have they gone to court against us yet? I know that in several other states, they found a couple of liberal judges that have suspended temporarily, I guess, put an injunction against a couple of these trigger laws. Are they trying that in Missouri, I wonder?
So far in Missouri, no. Back in 2019, when they challenged our Missouri heartbeat bill, they only challenged a couple portions. The gestational ban, when the heartbeat starts, and then a reason ban. They challenged if you could abort your child for reason of a sex that you didn't want or if it had a diagnosis of Down syndrome, but they did not challenge the trigger law. So the trigger law went into effect. It is lawful today. So I don't think they're going to be that stupid. Well, they might be, but they would have to be stupid to try and challenge us again.
Well, you would think, but, you know, then again, I mean, kudos to you guys for having the foresight to do this. I mean, a lot of people thought this day would never come, but what was it, 2019, correct, when this passed?
Yeah, 2019, the governor signed it. It went into effect in August. Soon thereafter, the Democrats did challenge those two big portions, but everything else went into effect, including increasing benevolent tax credits to pregnancy resource centers. So all those people that say, oh, you only care about the baby until it's born. Well, actually, pregnancy resource centers are growing. Thrive, STL, Bridget Van Means, they are growing right now and offering so many things to mothers and giving them the authentic choice of what to do with their baby.
Nick, I hate to sound like a broken record, but back during the legislative session, I kicked this dead horse again and again and again. We need to look down the tracks and see the train that's coming, which is they're going to put a bunch of money into an initiative petition to try to put this in the Missouri Constitution. And we had an opportunity this past session to raise the bar to prevent that, and we didn't do it. Are you as disappointed in that as I am?
I'm incredibly disappointed, and I'm actually sitting there on the front line seeing out-of-state billionaires changing our Constitution, telling Missourians what we have to do because they are allowed to do it by way of this initiative petition process. It's gotten so close. Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft has spearheaded this effort as well. We need to get this done if we are going to allow the people of Missouri to govern the people of Missouri, not out-of-state billionaires telling us how we're going to live here in the state of Missouri.
Wow. Hey, how's the Senate race going, my friend?
Oh, it's going incredible. We've got signs everywhere hitting the doors, and I've had more people that are just fed up with the status quo of politicians and politics as usual. They see me as the fighter. They see me as the person that is getting things done, like the Law Enforcement Officers Bill of Rights last year, many different veterans bills, going after, number one, the pro-life bill that we did in 19, but the Parents Bill of Rights and getting indoctrination and getting critical race theory out of our schools. That is something that they are very passionate about. And also getting the personal property tax done. We do have a plan. Yeah. We've got several different attempts. So I'm stoked to represent these people and go into the session next year and actually get some things done, some conservative things done for a change.
Yeah, it's true. And you've got a couple of events coming up. Is there one tonight? Is that correct?
Yeah, so we've had a pro-life rally planned for a couple of weeks now. Just coincided that it happened right after the Roe case was overturned and abortion became illegal in Missouri. And the left, if you thought the left was nuttier before Roe, you should see them now. So we've actually had a call in law enforcement tonight at 18 North Central, where you've held so many different events for the U.S. Senate candidates. We are having a pro-life rally. Dr. Bob Onder, Missouri Right to Life, Pregnancy Resource Centers, and champions of life from all over will be there. But the left has gone bonkers, saying that they're going to come in on somebody else's private property at 18 North Central. It starts at 5:30 to 8 o'clock. So law enforcement's going to be there. And then tomorrow we have an event dealing with St. Charles County Council candidates, a meet and greet. And I will be there as well at Arrowhead Building Supply from about 6 to 9 o'clock.
Yeah, busy week. Yeah, the one tomorrow, you'll be there. It says Bruce Petrov, Tony Frisella, Jane Pusker. Am I pronouncing that right?
Puskar
and Tim Baker are going to be out there at Arrowhead Building Supply tomorrow night, so you can meet some of the candidates that'll be out there. That's great. Yeah, you'll have a party tonight. And there are actually people that think they're going to show up at this private business at 18 North Central. We've had our Senate stage events out there and disrupt your pro-life rally.
Well, and that's what they've tried to do. You know, they've tried to disrupt life at the beginning of human development by pushing forth Roe, trying to find a right in the Constitution that does not exist. They've disrupted our lives and telling us how we can live. And even states like California and Illinois, where they're going nuts, life has not changed for them over there. The states' rights, the 10th Amendment dictates how these states can legislate this issue. And we are celebrating life. It's not, you know, a smack in the face of all those that were against this decision. This was planned for several weeks to just discuss life and talk about where we've come, what we still have to do. And we have to make abortion unthinkable for these other states that are going the opposite direction.
You know, Nick, I said this earlier this morning. If the left is correct and people are really as outraged as they claim to be, then they will go out and take back every state legislature in the United States so that they can make abortion legal everywhere, right? I mean, if what they're saying is true, then they'll be in charge of the Missouri legislature again soon, right?
Well, if what they said is true, but, you know, they're saying the same exact thing that they said back in 2019 when I passed my heartbeat bill that led to this trigger law. They said the blue wave is coming. And in some states, the blue wave did come, but in those states, they weren't conservative. They didn't do any conservative agendas. And in our state, a red wall of freedom was placed around Missouri. We actually gained seats. So they're saying the same song and dance. We have made life great again in the state of Missouri by outlawing abortion. And we are not going to see a blue wave here. We're going to fan those flames of the red fire of liberty and conservatism. We are expecting a red wave in Missouri in August and November.
I love it. Nick Schroer, thank you for joining us this morning, and thanks for your hard work on that trigger law.
Absolutely. I'll see you guys soon. God
bless. Yes, sir. We will we'll get back with Nick here before long. So he's got one gathering tonight, another one. That's the pro-life event that's going to take place at 18 North Central starting at 5:30. And then tomorrow night, they've got the meet and greet out at Arrowhead Building Supply starting, I think, at 5:30 with some of the candidates for county council. And Nick will be there as well because he's running for Senate. All right, good stuff. We got time for your phone calls here. 314-241-9797. There's some amazing stuff going on locally where politicians want to take COVID money and spend it on abortions or helping people go get abortions. It's amazing. And apparently they're going to try it tonight at St. Louis County Council. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.